No, I agree with that. But I also think the root of it, we had somebody in a couple of weeks ago who's written a book about plastic surgery, and she spent a decade doing nothing but have plastic surgery, and she started in her 20s.
Right.
And she was literally one of the most stunningly beautiful women I've ever seen in her 20s, and she started changing everything, and now she's in her late 30s, and she doesn't look real. And she lost, strangely, she actually lost her sex appeal.
Well, absolutely, you lose the character, that's what happens.
Yeah, and the face is so wooden and so bizarre. In fact, Howie, are you there? Howie Green, my wonderful producer.
I am here.
Now, Howie, when she walked in, now she's a stunningly beautiful woman, don't you think?
No.
You don't. Tell me what your response to her was, because Howie's a, you know, he likes the beautiful
woman. I'm a stud. I thought I was going to press her belly and she was going to go, Mama! That's what I thought.
Oh, dear.
See, now to me...
But it's so unnecessary. You see, I think it's too much. And I want to know, why do people do it? You know, is it because they think they're going to get more attention, they're going to be more loved, they're going to get better work? I don't know.
I'll tell you why I think it is, Judith. I think that when you watch Desperate Housewives and you watch all these things on television, what people don't realize is, for example, Desperate Housewives, when they shoot that, first of all, those girls have done a bunch of stuff, or whatever they have or haven't done. In post-production, they fix everything. In other words,
right.
Once they filmed it, they come
the
in.
The double chin is gone.
They erase all the lines and wrinkles and everything. And as you know, in magazines and everything, they, you know, they slim everyone down.
I insist upon it.
And so, the real people think that that's a real...
That that's what they look like.
Not real.
Howie, why do you think they do it?
I just as Jane just said, I think they feel they have to keep up with some sort of image that I don't even think it's about what men think. I think it's just trying to keep up with the now Jane Seymour is a naturally beautiful woman. I've seen her in person, and I know where she gets her beauty from because I was telling her before we went on the air. I was on a cruise with her mother about 10 years ago, and you can see where the beauty came from. Now
so you got it from your mommy.
And Judith, you're a naturally beautiful woman. And, you know, I saw you all made up in C Magazine, and it didn't really, you look great, but it didn't look like you because, you know, I think you're sexier and more beautiful as you are than when you were all made up. And, you know, I've seen Eva Longoria without any makeup, and really, she's not that much to look at without all of that makeup.
Yeah.
So, wow, that's interesting. You know, it's very interesting because, man, whenever I, like, get out of the shower and my hair is all natural and it's not blown and coiffed and I don't have any makeup on, I always like that better.
But I think real men like real women. But
yeah,
I think that's true.
It's a crazy world we're in right now. Why are we caring so much about what we look like? There's just so many really much more important things going on in the world.
Exactly. I agree with that.
You know, I just came back from Africa a couple of weeks ago, and I mean, that puts your whole head into another place. You know, you can't.
What were you doing?
I went to host a show for. Raising money for AIDS kids and kids who've been abused for Nelson Mandela's organization and a couple of other organizations, and it was just mind-boggling. And I took my 24-year-old daughter with me, and she just can't get over what she saw and what we witnessed. And she came back and decided that she couldn't change Africa, but she could do something locally, so she immediately decided to become a mentor for foster kids. So,
that's so great.
That's what we should be doing. I mean, she's not... My daughter's 24, and she's an actress, and she's got an agent and manager and the rest of it, but she is not spending any money or time on her looks. She probably should be, but she's spending time, you know, helping foster kids and being involved with what's going on in the world. And I think, you know, when, like, you asked, how did my mother survive? I think when you kind of take yourself out of your own head and you get into trying to help other people, the beauty will then just radiate all
emerge.
Your being, and then people will find you attractive.
Well, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing to say. And, you know, people always say you get the face that you deserve in your 50s, and so that's it. You got the face that you deserved. It's still beautiful. Thank you, Jane Seymour, for being here, and go and look at, what's the website?
It's called JaneSeymourHome.com. And it's an e-commerce website, and particularly look out for these embroidered silk embroidered linen cushions that I've done, which directly from paintings of flowers I've done. They're down filled. They're absolutely beautiful Christmas gifts. And I'm right now, if you buy it right now through the internet, I will personally sign or dedicate them to anyone you want for Christmas. And
fabulous.
Also launched a competition for kids 14 years and under to help design a pillow, and all the money from that will go to Child Help, which is a child abuse agency.
Oh, you are terrific. Listen, have a happy holiday.
Thanks.
All the best to you and your family, and thanks so much for being here, Jane Seymour.